store, some storekeepers will give you a little present or a little gift for either if you buy something or pay off your bill. Have you ever heard of anything like that, what it's called?
Well, some people say, give me a little bonus.
A little bonus.
Or a prize, or...
Well, what about talking about swimming? If somebody jumps in who doesn't know how to swim, they're going to probably do what?
Drown.
Mm-hmm. You say he drowns today. Yesterday he...
Drowned.
And he has...
Drowned.
Okay. What about... What does a baby do before it's able to walk?
Crawl.
Crawls, okay. And if I see something up a tree and I want to take a closer look at it, I have to...
Climb.
Today I climbed the tree. Yesterday I...
Clumb.
And I have...
Climb.
Okay. Let's see if a child wants to scare you, try to trick you, maybe wants to hide behind the couch, what would you call it if he had to, you know, get up and do like this so that you couldn't see him? You say he had to...
Squat.
Squat down. And what would he be likely to say when he jumped up to try to scare you?
Boo.
Start to say boo. Have you ever heard children say peepy?
Yes.
Does that mean?
Well, that's when two people is playing the game.
Oh, I see. Okay. What about if right before a child is going to bed, he's going to say his prayers, you say he went over beside his bed and what beside his bed?
Kneel down.
Okay. And let's say if you're feeling a little bit tired, you might say, well, I think I'll go over to the bed and...
Lay down.
Okay. And you might say about a person, he was really sick. Couldn't even sit up. He just in bed all day.
Lay.
Okay. And what about sometimes these things that you see when you sleep, you say you had a...
Dream.
Mm-hmm. Okay, you might dream tonight. Yesterday you
dreamed.
And you have
dreamed.
Okay, what about but you might say, well, I was dreaming about such and such, but all of a sudden I
awoke.
Okay, what do you call it if you bring down your foot real hard on the floor like that? You say you did what?
Stamp.
Okay, and if a boy meets a girl at a party. And he'd like to, you know, see her home. He might ask her, well, can I, what?
Walk you home.
Walk you home. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, what about if your car got stuck out in the mud somewhere, you might have to take a rope and tie it on there, and you and somebody else would have to
pull
it out. Yeah, and if your car broke down out in the middle of the street, you might ask somebody to give you a
push.
Okay. What about if you carried a very heavy suitcase for a long distance, you say you did had to do what?
Carried
it. Mm-hmm. Or maybe people around here say toted it?
Yes, it's used quite often.
Mm-hmm. What about lugged it? You had to lug something around?
Yes, that's used also. Mm-hmm.
Okay. What about if you were in the kitchen cooking something, you might tell your son or your daughter, now that stove's very hot, so...
Don't touch it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. If you wanted, if there, let's say, was a pan over there on that filing cabinet and you wanted it, you might tell me to do what?
Go bring me the pan.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What about, you know, at the end of a football field, that place you cross to make a touchdown, that's called the what?
Goal line.
Goal. Okay. And if you throw me a ball, I'm supposed to
catch.
I catch it now. Yesterday I
caught.
And I have
caught.
Okay. What about let's say if we were supposed to meet in town, and if I might say, well, if I get there first, I'll
wait for you.
Okay.